Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Let's jump right into our topic, my friends, and that topic is simply become an investor. If I were to ask you, do you consider yourself to be an investor, would you answer by saying yes? If so, then what would you consider to be your most valuable asset, your most prized investment, the investment that's worth more than anything else you can imagine? Now, for some, you may think immediately of the stocks you have, or the 401k, or your property, or your home. Many people can outline various types of investments. However, those investments are not the most powerful in your portfolio. The most powerful investment you have, your number one asset, is you. Most people don't regard themselves as highly as they should, and they forget the very important fact that they are the secret to their success, making them the number one investment they could ever make is the investment in themselves. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, as home-based business owners, as entrepreneurs, as those who are blazing a trail that many other people only dream about blazing, then we must make a concerted effort to maximize our investments in ourselves. There's no limit to the potential we have. The reward for the investments in ourselves are greater than we can imagine. And of course, the risk is minimal because we're dealing with us. And we all know that we will never depreciate. We get wiser, we get stronger, we gain in intelligence and in relationships. So there is no better investment that we can make than an investment in ourselves. And unfortunately, for many people, the area where most corners are cut is investing in themselves. Today, we'll outline the four I's that we need in order to maximize our investment in ourselves. Four components that all start with I. First, we must commit to information. Yes, if we were to purchase a new car, they wouldn't even allow us to drive that car off the lot without having insurance. Homeowner's insurance is also something nobody would want to go without. By the same token, information is similar to that because it is insurance for our minds. It guarantees that we grow and we thrive and we prosper and we stay protected. I ask you, when was the last time you made an investment in information? This can be through professional development, and personal development is an investment in information. It's the opportunity to pour resources into ourselves that enhance our minds. It was Benjamin Franklin that says, an investment in knowledge pays the greatest interest. An investment in knowledge pays the greatest interest. I would challenge you to find a mentor who's willing to shower you with information. Most of us enjoy compliment. Much as we need the compliment, also need the valuable information to help us learn how to run and operate our businesses, how to build our teams, how to work with people more effectively, how to close more deals and to retain the customers that we already have closed. It's important for us to have a daily habit of acquiring information. I can do that in several different ways, but one of the most central components of acquiring information, it all begins with making that daily commitment to learning something new. The goal step number one is I must inundate myself with as much positive information as possible. That's going to be the investment in my mind. Well, of course, we are more than just our minds. We are also our emotions. Have you ever met someone who's happy on one day and down the next, who is complaining one day and cheerful the next? Well, that leads us to that second I. We must also invest in inspiration. It's not just enough to have a ton of information. We also have to have inspiration. Have you ever had a day where you just didn't feel like going after it? You didn't feel like making it happen? It was just a day that you felt down. Well, that is indicative of a lack of investment in inspiration. Every day we should hear someone or meet someone that inspires us, that encourages us, that causes us to climb climb to the next level on the rung of the ladder. In sports, you have professional athletes who are getting paid to play a game. However, they have a coach. And I don't care what sport it is, they have coaches and trainers, and all of them have not only the responsibility of teaching them the plays, but they also have the responsibility of keeping them motivated. Yes, the check is not enough to feed the soul. There's inspiration that has to take place in it as well. I know a young lady who built her insurance business by inspiration. She wore a t-shirt downtown every day. Very nice looking young lady. She and her husband both did the exact same thing, and they would have a t-shirt on and it would simply say, "If you want to smile, come say hi." The hat said, "I guarantee I can make you smile." So people would flock to this young lady, and when they would come and shake her hand, she would tell them something inspirational. Sometimes it would just be as simple as, "I met a lot of people today, but nobody that had a handshake as firm and as forceful as yours. Congratulations." And every single time, she'd make them smile. Sometimes they'd walk up to her smiling just in anticipation of what she might say. At the end of the brief conversation, which would only last about a minute or two, she'd give them her card, let them know where her insurance agency was, and within a matter of months, she built one of the largest insurance agencies in the city just because she was committed to giving individuals that daily inspiration. I can challenge you to say that if there's not a source of daily inspiration, that we must find it. We must connect ourselves with the person that puts the pep in our step or the glide in our stride. And we also must be an inspirer. We must be the kind of people that inspire other people as well. Yes, we must invest in inspiration. Next, we must invest in insulation. Yes, insulation is our investment in our environment. The reason that we have insulation in our homes is because it keeps our homes cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter. Well, we must also insulate ourselves from negativity, from poor conversations, from doubt and from confusion, from people who may not believe in what we're doing and where we're going and the direction and path that we've chosen to take. Insulation is the process of carefully selecting those in your circle and making sure that we're weeding out the ones that don't do us much benefit. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's important to invest in insulation. Who have you surrounded yourself with? It was our grandparents who used to tell us the old saying, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck and looks like a duck, that it must be a duck. By the same token, they would tell us that birds of a feather flock together. Well, the way to insulate ourselves is to surround ourselves with people who believe like us, who want to achieve like us, and who have the ability and capacity to receive like us. Yes, my friends, it's important to surround ourselves or insulate ourselves with the right people and the right environment so that we can accomplish the right goals. Final I is implementation. The best way for us to capitalize on ourselves is to do what we have learned. I've got a new friend who's a pastor in North Carolina. When we get an opportunity to speak to one another, he always communicates with me. He says, "Man, I'm going to do that." If there's any advice that is shared and any information that goes back and forth and he hears something good, he'll say, "Man, I'm going to do that." He'll call back a few days later and say, "You know what? I took that advice. I did it and it worked." In order to capitalize or maximize our investments in ourselves, we must be committed to the implementation phase. That's simply saying, "Man, I'm going to do that." It's hearing it, it's receiving it, and it's saying, "I've got to put it into practice." Once we begin to put things into practice, we discover how easy this investment is to reap a phenomenal return. This call was brought to you by SimplySuccess.com, your online solution to quality professional development training that grows you and your business. Simplify your success with SimplySuccess.com. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.